more than four decades, LeVar Burton has enjoyed the love and adoration of millions of fans. His work on Roots, Star Trek, Reading Rainbow, it's all cemented his status as a cultural icon multiple times over. And while many of us would just call it a day and rest on our cultural legacy laurels, Burton is gunning for yet another iconic position.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, LeVar Burton.
Thank you, Johnny. As a longtime viewer of the show, I am thrilled to have the opportunity to guest host Jeopardy.
Burton has been campaigning to host Jeopardy for nearly a decade, but it was an online fan petition that finally gave him his chance behind that podium this Monday. For more on this, let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. She helps us analyze culture and conversations on social media. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Celeste. You can hear the excitement in LeVar's voice. I am thrilled.
I know.
So excited,
right?
To be on Jeopardy.
Takes me back to Reading Rainbow. I have to be honest, just as a disclaimer here, I am not objective in this. I actually think if LeVar wants the job, they should probably just give it to him.
Is anybody objective? I mean, this is the challenge, Celeste.
Right?
For the team selecting the next host of Jeopardy.
So let's, before we get into figuring out how he did, can you remind us how we got here?
So the Jeopardy team, the Jeopardy family, felt that after Alec Trebek passed away, they couldn't just put in another host immediately. They needed a time to mourn, to grieve, and then to think about the next step. So they decided to have a whole series of guest hosts. They announced their first list of guest hosts. LeVar Burton was not on that list. And that is when fans kicked into overdrive. As early as last November, there was a petition which was asking the team at Jeopardy to basically make LeVar Burton the next host, at least get him a guest host position. So when he wasn't on that list, LeVar went into overdrive, the fans went into overdrive, and now here we are in a LeVar Burton guest hosting week on Jeopardy.
Okay, so you spoke with Joshua Sanders. He is the fan who started that petition, and you spoke with him this morning. Let's hear some of what he said to you.
Not only is LeVar Burton good for the job, but people love him so much, and I'm seeing just an interest in Jeopardy that, you know, I've been a Jeopardy fan forever, but I'm seeing an interest in it from people around me and strangers that I've never seen that before for this.
I'm seeing the same thing, that he is there. I don't think I've ever watched a full episode of Jeopardy, but I have now because LeVar is...
I watched the whole week.
Is that enough? Is that enough to get him the job?
He has a huge fan base. So just on Twitter alone, 2 million fans, 200,000 plus on Instagram, 400,000 on Facebook. The Star Trek universe is vast. Who didn't learn how to read with LeVar Burton? So he's got a huge base of love to come from. What the Jeopardy team are looking for: credibility, vocal tone, visual aesthetic. Mike Richards, who's the executive producer of Jeopardy, says that they are also looking at social media and looking at what fans are saying. They're taking that all into consideration as well. I do not know. We will find out quite soon, Celeste. I don't know if it's enough, but if it was just love alone, he'd have the job today.
Right. Well, any idea why he wants this job so much? I mean, honestly, what is it that for a decade has drawn him to openly campaign for this?
I think it's those jobs that you look at when you're a kid that you admire. So he has been watching Jeopardy since the original host, Art Fleming. He's been watching it. He watches it all the time. So from the original host to now, he's always wanted to be the host. He's sincere about wanting to be that host. He's been campaigning for this position for years. There's a clip. I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube this week, looking at clips of LeVar Burton, pretending that I didn't do that every week. But there's a clip of him doing another game show, and it's a Star Trek game show, and it has Mayor Pete in it, and it has Patrick Stewart in it, and he's playing the game show host. And that is him at his most comfortable and funny, and he's warm. And I hope that the team at Jeopardy look at that as well as his appearances this week, which were a little bit nervy, to be honest. If we're going to be really honest, he was scared He said he was absolutely petrified, and it did show. But there was so much love coming from the fans and the audience that sort of buoyed him along.
So to what extent is the support that he's seeing on social media and these petitions and things involved in an effort to diversify this show? Mm. Not only bring in more diverse audiences, but also have a black male host.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal for LeVar Burton. It's a big deal for the fans as well. They are mentioning it. They are saying not just about the fact that he's a person of color, but how beloved he is and how much a part of their life he has been. Yeah. And it feels very natural that he spent his life dedicated to education, that he should become that host. We won't know, though, until August Celeste.
Femi Okeh is the host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome, Celeste.